how, viewers of Madrasah, should we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla? You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us so much, but how should we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla? Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, has narrated, with reference to a friend of his, that once someone asked Sayyidina Abu Hazim, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, "Oh Abu Hazim, how should thanks be expressed for the eyes?" And he replied, "If you see something good with them, then make it public. And if you see something bad, then conceal it." He humbly said, "How should thanks be expressed for the ears?" He replied, "If you hear something good with them, memorize it. And if you hear something bad, then conceal it." He humbly asked, "How should thanks be expressed for the hands?" He said, "Do not get such a thing, e.g. haram wealth, etc. with them, which is not permissible for you. And do not stop it from fulfilling the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal." And he humbly asked, "How should thanks be expressed for the stomach?" Allahu Akbar, viewers of Malachan. He responded, "To thanks for the abdomen, for the stomach, is that we should have food in it, in its lower part, and the upper part should be filled with knowledge." He humbly asked, "How should thanks be expressed for the private parts?" And replied to this, he recited the blessed ayat of the Quran, part 18. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "And who guard the private organs, except for the wives or the legal bondwomen that they possess? For them, there is no blame upon them. So whoever desires more than these two, they are crossing the limits." He then said, "How should one thanks be expressed for the feet?" And he replied, "If you see a living person of whom you feel envy, use these feet to perform deeds like he does. And if you see such a dead person who you are sick of, so prevent these feet from the deeds which he used to do. And if you do this, you'll become the one who thanks Allah Azza wa Jalla. The person who expresses only verbal thanks and not with other parts of his body is like the one who has a piece of cloth and he takes hold of a corner of it, but he does not wear it. This cloth will not be useful to him to stay safe from the heat, cold, snow and rain." Allahu Akbar.